So today we start a series through the month of January we're calling Resolutions, because at this time of year it's the time where people make resolutions. People think about 2018, we reflect, we kind of go back and we think, oh, how we did in different aspects of different parts of our lives. And then we look and say, but this year it's going to be different, right? Like, I may have failed in this area, that may have been tough. Oh, thanks, my kids are telling me, reminding me that if you're in like primary school or maybe grade 7 in 2019 and you want to go and grab some colouring and some activity pages, then they're all up the back, you can grab that. If you're an adult that's just going to really struggle like crazy with me preaching, then you can do that as well. I totally won't be offended. I'll be a little bit offended. So resolutions are things that we kind of look back and we say, oh, I should have done that better. So this year is going to be different. This year I'm going to be, you know, stronger and faster and skinnier and better at different things. I'm going to be on time, right? How good would that be, 2019? I'm going to be on time. Yeah. 9:30, this place will be full. It'll be great. 2019, you know, I'm going to, you know, drive slower or work harder or achieve more, or maybe there's a new thing that you're going to be getting into. Oftentimes, at this time of year, we're kind of thinking, I've got to do that. That's got to be something that I'm putting my intention into in this year, 2019. And so, when we look at that, we thought, well, what are some of the things that we might want to look at for our lives for the year ahead? And so today we're looking at this area of prayer, because I think prayer is one of those areas that it's so easy to kind of go, oh, you know, this year I'm going to get better at praying. Praying, if you can believe this, it sounds crazy. I know, you're probably thinking, no, this would never be the case, surely. But actually, for a lot of people, prayer is one of those things that people look back on and go, ah, I should have given more time to prayer last year. So this year, I'm going to do more. I'm going to do better. I'm going to definitely, you know, set a time, a plan. It's all going to come together. This year is going to be my time for prayer. The problem is that as life goes back to normal, as, you know, kids go back to school, dance lessons are back on, that amazing TV show that you've been waiting for the next series to come out, you know, comes out and you've got to watch that every night, or as, you know, sports practice, you know, life just gets busy, and all of those great intentions, those resolutions that we have in January, often don't make it through to the end of February. Because they're just that. They're just ideas, hopes, they're just thoughts that we have that often fade away. That often just become things that hit 2020, Happy New Year. We go, oh, that's right. I said that I'd pray more in 2019. Oh, maybe 2020 will be my year of prayer. And so we can often make resolutions, we can make these things and say, this year I've got to do, but if those things are just things that we think we should do to be better people, then I don't think that they'll make it through February. Those things need to be something that we need to do, that we can't live without, that are things in our lives that we say, if we don't do that, then we're just not going to be the people we want to be. If we don't do that, then we're just not going to succeed, we're not going to do well, we're not going to survive. They need to be things that become core for us. And so with prayer, I think it's truly one of those things that if it's just an add-on, an idea, I should do it, it's something that we won't ever do. We need to understand why we should be praying. We need to understand what prayer is. We need to understand the power in prayer so that we start to pray. Now, 2,000 years ago, they understood that prayer was important. It was the way to communicate with God. It was something that they had to do. It was important. So what they did was they had this amazing idea. They said, why don't we set a reminder every day, and it'll pop up on our phones and go, bing, and maybe it'll come with a Bible verse, something to reflect on, and whenever that happens, we'll stop and we'll pray. Won't that be amazing? And everyone's like, wow. A mobile phone, I've never heard of that before. And no, really, it'll be so. Wouldn't it be so good if something just went bing and reminded us a couple of times a day? Well, they didn't have that technology right then. And I often wonder when we get to heaven if they'll kind of be saying, oh, hey, how was your prayer life, man? Living in 2019, man, it must have been amazing. You had apps on your Bible. You know, it could tell you Bible verses. You had all, and you're like, it was really hard actually in 2019. I just didn't have the time. And they say, was water a long distance away? You had to do a trek half a day to get water, right? And they're like, that was in the tap. Transportation, that was hard, right? You had to walk everywhere. I had a car. Food was hard to get. You know, the market was across town. I could just order online and food comes to me. So we might have a hard time in heaven being able to understand, to explain, you know, some of the things we didn't do now that we've got so many conveniences, yet life just tends to get busy. But what they did, they didn't have mobile phones and technology. What they did, and they had the benefit that the majority of people in their country were seeking to follow God. And so they kind of made it a thing that everyone would pray first thing in the morning and midway through the afternoon. It would be a ritual kind of thing. Everyone would just do it. And so work would, you know, shut down for a time. You know, the TVs would just turn to The radios would turn off, everything would go quiet, and people would go and pray. And some would go to the synagogues, the local churches. Some would go to a building to be with other people, believers in God, and they would pray. Some people went home and prayed. Some people maybe had space at work that they could stop and they could pray. Other people actually went to the street corners. They went onto the corner of, you know, Kruger and Henderson, and they would stand there, and other passers-by could pray together. And it was this great idea. And because everyone was in on it, everyone was believing in God, and everyone was encouraging together, it was one of these things that everyone just did. The problem was, and oftentimes this happens when we set things in strict kind of places and we make things religious institutions, what happened was these people who went to the synagogue, like the churches, or to the street corners, and they started praying. It started off having a great prayer meeting, but then someone prayed, and at the end, another person went to them and said, man, that was an awesome prayer. You can really pray. Man, I love it. You know, the way you said that word, that was so good. And the person listened and went, really? So that night, they went home and opened the dictionary and they found another really great word to use in their prayers the next day. And so the next day, they were praying on their street corner and they used this new word, and more people gathered. Wow, this guy is an amazing prayer. He used even more bigger words that I don't understand. And slowly, then they'd say, could you come to my house to pray with my family? Because you are such a great prayer. And the person would go, and everyone would pat them on the back and say, wow, you're a great prayer. And then they said, we could never pray like you. Oh, wow, you're great, but I'm not much of a great prayer. And so a separation started to happen between some people who were great at praying and other people who just liked to listen to them. And so Jesus, he came along and he made mention of how we should pray. He said this in Matthew chapter 6, verse 5. He said, and when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites. Now, hypocrites, this comes from an original Greek word where someone who is doing a drama would put on a mask, and that would be like showing they were a different person by the mask that they were showing. And so Jesus was saying, don't be like someone who puts a mask on, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. These people were going, and instead of that, this is, you know, you probably will be shocked by this. You'll be like, what? I can't believe that. These people, instead of praying to God, they prayed so other people could hear them and think, wow, what a great prayer you were. Can you believe that? Man, that's crazy, right? Praying so that other people are impressed. Surely prayer is about communicating with God. And so they were getting this so wrong that Jesus said, you know all those pats on the back that you're getting? That's all there is for you. Those prayers aren't going upwards. They're just going out there and you're getting all your rewards. So take that reward, lap it up, because there's nothing between you and God in your prayers. This is a pretty scary thought. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, don't keep on babbling like the pagans, for they think they'll be heard because of their many words. Don't be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. And then in the text, you can read this for homework, then in the text it goes on and Jesus sets out a format for how to pray. We call it the Lord's Prayer because Jesus, the Lord, was praying it. And He goes and He shares about how we should be praying, thanking and praising God, asking for things that we need in our life, also forgiving others and asking that they might forgive us and asking that God's will might be done in our world. And so God, Jesus gave them a formula for how to pray, the types of things that should be in prayers. But the interesting thing about prayer that I often scratch my head about is that God, it seems, already knows what we're going to pray before we pray it. It says it here, right in the last line, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. So why do we ask Him? Why do we go to God and say, God, can you help me with this? If God already knows that we need help with that. God knows everything. He knows every thought in our mind, every need that we have, every intention of our heart. So God knows all of that. Why does He need us to pray? Surely it'd be easier if He just read our mind and we didn't have to worry about prayer. But there's something incredibly important that we keep reading throughout the Bible, that prayer is our way to communicate with God. It's our way to be able to tell God what's on our heart. It's our way to be able to communicate. But the interesting thing is, He already knows it, but He wants to hear it anyway. He already knows we love Him, but He loves to hear it. It's like sometimes as a dad, I know some of the things that my kids have done, but I love hearing about it. Even if it might seem inconsequential, it's important to them, so it's important to me. And so with God, He loves hearing the things that we're praying about. But also, just as God doesn't force anyone to love Him, to come into relationship with Him, it has to be something of our will and our spirit connecting with His will and His desire for us to be His child. There has to be something in us to say, okay, God, I'm willing to allow You to be my child. I'm opening my life up to You. I'm saying I need You. Just as we need to do that with God, in the same way, it seems so prayer kind of opens up this door as well to God. As we look at our lives and we see the things that are going wrong that perhaps aren't in line with His word, maybe we've read something, we're like, oh man, that's not what God wants for my life. I've got to change. And as we read and we understand, as our hearts grow to know and love God more, He changes us, and then our prayers become our opportunity to say, God, I've been doing that wrong. I want to turn around and go down a different path. I'm sorry for doing that. And as we open up these places in our hearts to Him, He then comes in. He's knocking on the door. He's knocking and saying, can I come in? Can I come in? And it's not until we say, yeah, God, I want You in that part of my life. I want You over here. I want You to bless my family. I want this healing to be for Your glory. I want You to work in this area of my life. I want You to use me. It's like God's incredibly polite. He doesn't come and push His way in and barge. I mean, God can do whatever He likes. Of course He can come in and barge. But He's so loving that He says, I'm just going to wait. I've got all this power. I've got everything just throw into You. But I'm just going to wait until You're ready. Do You want it? Do you want this? And as we open up these parts of our heart and as we pray and we speak to Him, then we say, God, can you move here? And He says, yeah, I'll move there. And as we keep asking and keep being persistent and saying, God, come on, heal this body, heal this heart, heal this life. As we keep praying, then God moves. And the interesting thing is, God doesn't want us to be professional in our prayers. I mean, as you pray more, the best way to get great at praying is to pray, okay? It's like, there you go, there's the huge secret of sounding great in prayer meetings. Just turn up to prayer meetings and pray a lot, and after a while, you get used to just talking, and it becomes more natural. But God doesn't need beautiful prayers. He doesn't need you to be praying eloquently with multi-syllable words. I mean, you know, sometimes when you hear people pray, you're like, man, who is that guy? Where did he come from? Man, when I'm talking to him normally, he just sounds like an everyday, you know, ocker Aussie, and then he comes to prayer, and it's all, holy Lord thou, and all, and it's like, no, God just wants the simplicity of our prayers. And Jesus said, go into a room, hide away, don't make a big show of it so that you can get the applause and praise of people. No, 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 go somewhere quiet and just pray to your Father in heaven. About 6 months ago, we had a time in our service where we said, okay, just grab someone beside you and pray. And so I noticed one guy in particular, very young Christian, comes along sometimes, and not here today, so don't look and stare at people, but I said to him, hey, you know, no one was praying with him, so oh, can I pray with you? Yeah, yeah, okay. And so we shared a bit about what we needed prayer for, what we wanted the other to be praying for us for, and then I said, all right, man, go for it. And he looked at me and went, no. Nah. I said, what do you mean? Well, I'm not praying. You pray. I said, yeah, no, but like, we're here. We're praying together. It's just, and I just, man, just pray like God's sitting next to you and you're just talking. Just pray normal. And it was the most beautiful, heartfelt prayer that I've ever heard. It wasn't eloquent. It had some ums in it and ahs, and it kind of petered off at the end to like, I think that's it. And then I prayed, but he prayed for me. He prayed for his life. He prayed to this God that he's only just getting to know, and he didn't use words that were huge and eloquent. He just used words that came from his heart. And that's what God's wanting in our prayers. He doesn't need us to be some special extra holy person. He just wants us to be us. Jesus says, don't go on babbling like the pagans. And so many of the different people who were involved in different religions of that day, they would keep their incantations. They would keep just saying the same thing over and over and over, and believing that would kind of would change their God's heart. And so he's saying, don't just say Jesus, 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 Jesus. I mean, there's definitely something that when we focus on the name of Jesus and we call on the heart of God and But he's saying, don't just keep babbling and saying the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over. Don't waffle on. Don't try to fill. I mean, we're in the middle of you know, test cricket through the summer. If you've ever heard, or maybe some of the tennis, you kind of listen to the commentators, you're like, man, they are filling. You know, if it's raining and they've got 4 hours of TV to fill with nothing to say, it's like some people pray like that. Like they're in test cricket land, and it's like, man, if I could just get to the 1 hour mark, then I'm going to be the most holy person in the world. No. Jesus said, no, don't babble on. Don't just go on. Just say it from your heart. Say what you need to say to communicate with the God of heaven. And then he gives us the way to pray in the Lord's Prayer. But he's saying that the heart of great prayer is the heart of the prayer. It's the heart of the person who's praying. It's not to be long and verbose and big. It's just to come before God and consistently find times in your day. I mean, we do have phones these days that can remind us, oh, you know, you've got to pray. And it sounds unspiritual, right? But I've got someone who I pray for every month, and I've got it on my calendar. Remind me every month. On this day, pray for this guy. And I do, because I promised him I'd pray for him. And I think that keeps it consistent. And I've got a list in my Bible at home where I do my devotions the old school way with you know, paper and pen, because I get distracted. For me, because I'm not a millennial like Seb, you know, like my mobile phone comes out, it's so exciting. There's like different people telling me things, and I'm like pressing on stuff, and it's like, That's right, I'm supposed to be praying, not talking with someone or watching what, you know, a cute cat photo or something. And so, I'm Oscar, so I write down. If, you know, someone comes to my heart, I tell them. I say, man, I was praying for you today and it just came to my heart, your name. Is there something going on that I should know about? Or sometimes I just text them and say, hey, man, just letting you know, your name came to my heart and I'm praying for you. And I think that that's good. I think we should do that. I think we should find ways to keep encouraging others to pray, to be praying for others and to be praying to God. Because we believe that He can do great things, right? We believe that this God, who is the creator of heaven and earth, actually is interested in what we are saying, which blows my mind. And if that's you, if you're thinking, man, I could never pray because God's way too big and I might explode if I pray, well just know that all of us are the same. All of us are broken people who need healing by the one that we call our Savior, the one who came to save us. And so when we come to God, He's not going to explode us. He's going to love us. He's going to lavish His love on us. He's going to encourage us. He wants us to speak to Him. And so today, to end, it's going to be a bit of a messy ending today, because today, as we did this time last year, and as I hope we'll keep doing into the future, is we want to finish our service with prayer, but we want to pray for our people. So I'm going to call the elders to come forward, and what we're going to do is we're going to have different, you know, couples of elders and their spouses just standing up the front, and we would invite you to come forward for prayer. Today's prayer is essentially just a prayer of blessing on you as an individual, maybe as a couple, maybe as a family. It's just asking that God might use you powerfully for 2019. If you've got something specific that you want prayer for, then that's totally fine. Please ask and we'll be praying for that. But apart from that, it's just a simple prayer that God might move in your life. And so we're hoping that everyone will come and be prayed for. And if you've got kids that are out in the programs there, we'd love you right at the start to go and grab those kids, come back and be prayed for as a family. Also, like if you've got kids out there, we want the people who are looking after your kids to be prayed for as well. So we would love you to grab your kids so that they could be free. I think they might be being moved in. Same with the creche kids. It'll mean that at the end, like if you got prayed for real early, you might be kind of like sitting there going, oh man, I've already got prayed for, I went first, and now I've got to, should I? You can have morning tea if that's a real struggle, but if you want to just pray for the people who are being prayed for, that sounds excellent to me. Like, well, we could just keep praying for each other, but as elders, there's this specific role that we have to be praying for the people that God brings into our family. So as elders and as pastors, we'll be praying for you. You line up in the aisles and we'll just keep going until we've prayed for everyone. The heart of it is that we want to lift our hearts to God and say, we want you to bless us and to have your hand upon us as your people this year. And if you kind of come and you think that elder isn't praying as beautifully as you'd like him to pray, well remember that God is fine with your ugly prayers and He's fine with ours too, all right? So you can pray ugly prayers, totally cool with God. He's listening because it's the heart of the prayer that He wants. He wants your heart. So if you've got kids, go and get them now. But I just invite you to come forward, line up, and we're going to pray. Elders, if you guys could come forward first and we'll kind of line up. I'm hoping my wife will come out from back there and be with us as well. Elders coming into place, great. Thanks, Robin. Thanks, Brett and Christy. Great. Brennan's here. Will ditching off a baby. Is Trudy coming back? Hopefully. Hopefully. Great. You might go for a couple if you can, because like Seb will be by himself and Sarah's coming. Great. Could I ask you, come forward, let's pray. It's a simple thing. It's simple. It's asking God to bless us this year. Come.